Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Vav. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sent Achia HaShiloni to give the incredible message to Yerovam, son of a single mother, born in the project, man without a whole lot of personal resources or yichus, that he is now, all according to some, he's the son of a Navi, but he is going to be a king. He's not from Beis David, but he is going to rule. So, finishing up the previous idea that the kingdom will be torn away from the son of Shlomo, from Rechavam, v'livno etain shevet echad, to his son, to Shlomo's son Rechavam, I will give only one tribe. And again, according to the way the Radak sees it, the way the Abarbanel sees it, the one tribe means Binyamin, and Yehuda feit accompli, as his home tribe is going to stay. Lama'an heyos nir l'David avdi kol hayamim l'fonai b'Yerushalayim. In order that there remain a dominion, nir is a white field full of grain. So I guess in that sense that there'll be a rulership, something for him to rule all of his days before me in Jerusalem. There's a connection between the dynasty of Beis David and Yerushalayim. Only a king from Malchus Beis David can be crowned in Yerushalayim. In Shmona Esrei, when we say the bracha over Yerushalayim, it includes the concept of Kisei David, Yerushalayim Ircha Brachman Tashu V'Sishkan Pesachah Hashay Dibarata, and Kisei David Avdecha is in there, because they are connected. Yerushalayim is not rebuilt, is not complete, Rabbi Soloveitchik says, unless an heir of David HaMelech sits on the throne, Ho'ir Asher Bochareti Li, the city that I have chosen for myself, Lasum Shemi Sham, to rest my name there. So, Yerushalayim is off limits. Exterminating the line of David is not part of the plan. But that's only because of the sake of David. And we see how much incredible cachet David has. Remember that on the day of the opening of the Beis HaMikdash, people were a little mocking of David until the gates shut tight without opening until David's name was invoked. Hashem is really making it clear that for all of his apparently low birth, for the questions about his lineage from Moab, think about it, that Ben David should come from Lotan, his daughters, the most unthinkable, immoral act, but done with the kind of lishma that entitles the Mashiach to come from there. To think that the Ben David, that Malchus Beis David, is going to come from Yehuda and Tamar, and the suspicions that were laid upon her. That it's going to come from all of the talk and chatter about Rus and Boaz when he died the next morning. But David is the fruit of all of this. But in the meantime, you, Yerovam, Lamed Zayin, says, Achia Hashiloni, Bioscha ekach umolachta b'chol asher ta'aben nafshecha. I am going to take you, and you will reign over all that you desire. That already is a small insight into Yerovam's character. All that you desire. Yerovam, we know, opposed Shlomo for a rightful reason. The building of the Milo, the missing of the Karban Tamid. But he also is going to belittle Shlomo quite a bit. There's a medrash that from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, based on there, that says that he took off his tefillin in Shlomo's presence, something that you're not supposed to do before the king. It's tacky. You know, imagine going to the president of the United States, Lahavdil, and jamming your shirt into your pants, stuffing your shirt, you know, into your waistband. It's just not a appropriate behavior. You just don't do that in front of the king. You have to behave with a certain gravitas, a certain dignity. And Yerovam isn't going to do that. And he also very famously refers to Shlomo HaMelech as just Shlomo without the word HaMelech on there. Because this Nebuah is going to puff him up quite a bit. I'm a future king. Nobody else knows it because only Achia and I are alone in the field. But I am the once and future king. V'hayisa melech al Yisrael. And you will be a king over Yisrael. Not you will be a usurper. Not you will be a nasi, a prince or an officer. You will be mamish a king over Yisrael. This may be the makar for why the 10 tribes are called Malchus Yisrael. You will be the king over Yisrael, the Abarbanel says, meaning the 10 tribes. Lamed Ches, and a warning though, as all Jewish kings get this warning from God. V'hayoyim tishma'es kol asher atzaveka. And it will be that if you listen to everything I command you, v'halachta b'drochai, and you do what Shlomo didn't successfully do, and you follow my ways, v'asisa hayoshar be'enai, and you do what is right in my eyes, l'shmor chukosai u'mitzvosai, to observe all of my decrees and my commandments, kasher asa David avdi, like David my servant did. And again, what a negative on Shlomo this is, that an outsider is being given the same message that Shlomo got and failed to accomplish. V'yisi imach, and I will be with you, uvanisi l'cha v'yis ne'amon, kasher bonisi l'david. And I will build for you an enduring dynasty. Bayis Nemon be Yisrael, we say to a Chasan Kala, like I built for David. But Asati Lecha is Yisrael, and I will give you Yisrael. He says it again, twice in two psukim. You'll be king over Yisrael. I will give you Yisrael. It's a rightful claim as king. This is not usurpation. This is God's gift to you. Lamites va'aneh es zera David lema'an zos. And I will afflict the descendants of David for this. Aneh, inui. Like the five inuyim on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. I'm going to cause pain and affliction to the zera David because of this. Harsh. What is this? This that Shlomo did. But, ach lo kol hayomim, but not forever. Not for all time. You'll be a king, but you'll be a temporary king. And we learn in Seder Olam and in the various Midrashim that Shlomo was married to Bas Paro for 36 years. The 36 years are the time allotted to Yeravam, 36 years of Melucha. And at the end of those 36 years, the Melucha is destined to go back to its original holder, which is based of it. Not forever, but under not Rechavam, but his son Asa. Eventually, everything is supposed to go back. It's not going to work out that way. We know that the split will be permanent, until the point where exile occurs for first one kingdom and then eventually the other in the days of Ashur, 220 years down the line or so. But Lamaisa, it was supposed to be a very temporary thing. 36 years, that's all it was going to be. Yeravam is not going to like this. And Yeravam is going to try to make it permanent, even though God never intended for it to be, and told Yeravam that from the beginning. But once you develop a taste for power, b'chol asher te'aven nafshecha, as we said, it's very hard to give it back. We're going to see Yeravam's descent and crumbling over time from being a great man with limitless potential and one of the first people not based of it to be a king, to somebody who gloms onto power and won't let it go and grips it tightly in his hands. But it's going to escape eventually anyway, but not back to Beis David, because they're not worthy either.